We are here today with many. Many are taking second initiation. There are 11 today who are taking second, and there are 5 who are taking first. So both initiations have the same purpose. The purpose to bring us closer to Krishna. Actually, we are so caught up in the affairs of this world, so much surviving, desire, so many things happening, this, that. And then Krishna came into our life. Brahmanda Brahmite Kone Bhagyavana Jeev. When the jiva becomes very fortunate due to mercy. It is due to mercy that a living being becomes fortunate. Then devotional service may enter into our lives. So it entered. And somehow or other, the acharyas and Krishna have brought us a discipline, right? Brought us a system of systematically developing our love for Krishna, step by step. Very scientific, actually. And many things are mentioned. The book that outlines it the most detailed is the Nectar of Devotion. Because the Nectar of Devotion is describing it first of all describes Krishna as Akila Rasamrita Murti. Akila Rasamrita Murti means the complete personification of all different relationships with different devotees. So Krishna as Akila Rasamrita Murti is having relationships with every single of his devotees, even the devotees that forgot him. Even the devotees who are in this world too busy with Krishna's energy and they don't remember that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, even with those, Krishna is concerned. But he's especially concerned with his devotees. Manmana bhavanat bhaktu majati man namaskaru.
Are we recording? Yes, we are.
An eva yaisi satyanti bhakti janam priyosime. Krishna especially accepts his devotees as dear most. And then naturally he gives those devotees special mercy. So the devotees are the ones who are trying to get closer to Krishna. So today is a time when we are taking a big step closer, and something is to change. These are milestones. There are the regular practice, the Nitya Kriya, the practice of every day, and then there is the Naimitika Kriya, or the practice which is performed sometimes. Initiation is not a common thing. It's not something you do every day. It's something you do in your life only a few times, maybe. And each time, it means a major change. Because we have made a commitment to Krishna. Initiation is ultimately to Krishna. I am here present as a representative of Krishna and as a representative of the representatives of Krishna in Parampara. And therefore today I will receive your vows on behalf of Krishna and offer them to Krishna. I will give you some instructions on behalf of Krishna, and then things have changed. I remember when I was taking sannyas in the Bhaktivedanta manner, that at the time there was a television crew present and they were filming the whole thing, and then at the end there was an interview. And in the interview, they asked, do you feel any different now? It's like, well, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, it is similar to someone who just got married, that the same person is standing there, but do you feel any different now? Well, you do, because there is a sense of responsibility that just has sort of, just begins to dawn upon you from, what have I done? So these initiations are like that. After you've done it, you actually realize what you slowly begin to realize what you've done.
My God,
what have I done? But don't worry. Some are like, oh my God. Because Krishna says, Sarvadharmam Parichaya Amamekam Sarvanam Braja Ahamtam Sarvapapedu Moksheyajam Masucha. And the reason why I'm quoting this verse is because the last two words, Masucha. The first part of the verse basically means, just surrender unto me, abandon everything else, and I will deliver you from all the sinful reactions. And then But he knows us. He knows that there is some fear. He knows that we are thinking that, what am I doing? Am I ready for this? Am I ready? Will I ever be ready? I don't know. I don't know if any of us is really ready. But we are here. And Krishna will help us. Masuchaha, he doesn't leave us alone. He will make it all possible. So in that way, it can be done. How can you make promises for life? It's very... Life is a long time, and so many things happen in life. Unexpected. Very unexpected. And suddenly everything turns around, and you're nice, safe. Krishna... world is just collapsed, and then what? Then what? Masucha, no fear, because we know Krishna is there always with us, and Krishna will help. And that way, everything will work out by Krishna's mercy. There will be success, undoubtedly. Undoubtedly. Yeah, the other day in Midrand, the last time I was here, I gave a talk about the limit of our love, and I expressed there some thought that has been on my mind, that we go to Vrindavan, it is sweet, everything is related to Krishna, unlike Vanasia or Johannesburg, wherever. And Gauteng. Unlike these places, where places dedicated to Krishna are rare to find, in Vrindavan, every place is practically a holy place, wherever you go. Every place is dedicated to Krishna. So, therefore, in Vrindavan, we are naturally remembering Krishna. So easy, so nice, so sweet. But then, as we stay there longer, and as we try to penetrate deeper, then soon enough we will reach our limit, the limit of our love. How deep is our love for Krishna in comparison to Srimati Radharani, who just said that since Krishna left, I have given up sleeping. Because even when I sleep, I also forget Krishna. Therefore, I've given up sleeping. So, who can say such a thing?
I mean, just to give an example of
how exalted, how deep the love of the residents of Vrindavan is. Krishna is wonderful, but we are lacking sometimes in love. And then we turn to Lord Chaitanya for mercy. When we are lacking in love, moments that our spiritual life is experienced as not so easy.
Yeah.
It's easier on Sunday than on Monday. Monday, Krishna consciousness is a little more difficult. It's a little bit more struggle than on Sunday. It's just like that. So, but then Lord Chaitanya is there. Lord Chaitanya, we turn to the merciful Lord, and He will surely be kind to us. So I was the other day talking with Indrajumna Maharaj, you know, who just recovers from his operation. They took away some skin and from the melanoma, and they pulled it back. And so now the skin from his cheek is covering his ear. And he says, now I have to shave my ear. What to do? Until your world is something, you have to shave your ear. And but life goes on, somehow or other. And then Maharaj, we were speaking also about this point, about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And Maharaj was saying, yes, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. He said, when you want the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, then, he says, if you want the mercy of Krishna, you need the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. When you want the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, you need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. He said, if you want the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you have to preach to Jagai Madar. And of course, then we have still the mercy of Prabhupada, right? Which is so close to home, because he made temples everywhere. But then, Srila Prabhupada is also not personally present, so we cannot always approach him, not always ask him. So then we have the mercy of our spiritual master. And in this way, we are going up, up through the disciplic succession to Lord Nityananda, to Lord Chaitanya, and to Krishna. Therefore, it can be done. The first initiation is a very big difference, because from that day on, and Lord Ramachandra actually says that on that day I will accept you as mine. So that is very, I mean, it's one thing that we are accepting the Lord, you know, yes, I'm accepting Krishna. Yeah, but it's another thing when the Lord accepts us. That's more significant, obviously. So it is very significant. We make that sambandha, that connection. Therefore, the first initiation is the most important, because there we are making truly the connection with Krishna and with the sampradaya and with the process. And even if we never take second initiation, still we are connected. We are connected. I'm sorry. And then, the train of thought just stopped on the rails. I'm trying to crank it back up, but she's still standing there in the station. So, in conclusion, I wanted to say that. So the second initiation is not needed, but at the same time, it is a further blessing. It is a great blessing. The first initiation is the initiation where you have to make a lot of external changes. You know, there are four principles and there are 16 rounds minimum and all these things. And in the second initiation, it's not so much external, it's just three times a day chanting Gayatri Mantra. It's not like so much work actually. You know, when you're fast, then it's 2 minutes. When you're slow, it's five. I'll say fast is two, medium is five, and some are sitting there for 15 minutes. Any longer than that gets suspicious. So what to do? The chanting of the Gayatri Mantra is a very, very great blessing, because the initiation, the initiation is not just a brahminical initiation. There is a brahminical aspect to it. The brahminical aspect is in the first Gayatri Mantra, which is the same Gayatri Mantra that the Brahmanas chant, the Brahma Gayatri. And the meaning of the Brahma Gayatri, which is the one that you hear from loudspeakers in Indian temples sometimes, that one, starting with Om Bhur Bhuva, and then carrying on. That mantra is known as the Brahma Gayatri, and that mantra is basically reminding us three times a day that Krishna is behind everything. Because the tendency is to forget. You know, we get caught up first after a long night's sleep, but then in the morning, Gayatri. Okay. Reconnect with Krishna. In the middle of the day, when life is very busy, reconnect with Krishna. In the evening, when we get tired and so many things have happened, it was another day. Whoa. Again, reconnect. So we're chanting on these sandhyas and reconnect with Krishna in the first mantra. And that is what the Brahmanas are doing. There are other Gayatri mantras that are describing more about Krishna and Krishna's reality. And ultimately, the Gayatri mantras do more than bringing us to the brahminical platform, the platform of goodness. It is said Brahman means yajan yajan patan patan dana patigraha. It means we must worship the deity, engage others in worship the deity, we must study the scripture, we must teach the scripture, and we must receive in charity and give in charity. Mm-hmm. So these things are there. But also, there are seven Gayatri mantras that Vaishnavas receive, and gradually they take us to the spiritual world, and internally, in our meditation, and it changes our identity. So today what is changing is our identity. In the first initiation, what happens is now we are servant of Krishna. And we cannot change it. We were maybe already, but now we can't change it. Before we could change. Now we cannot change. What is done is done. We are servant of Krishna for life. Second initiation is we begin to see that we are serving Krishna, but not only in this world. Internally we begin to actually remember that this world is only temporary. The real world is the spiritual world. And actually, that is where Krishna really wants to be. Krishna is here in this material world also, but his real interest is in the spiritual world. And the activities of the spiritual world. When Krishna is looking at the material world, he's looking, boy, I mean, it really is the primordial soup. As the evolutionists like to refer to the primordial soup, the original existence before everything had formed. Well, Krishna is looking, it's an ongoing primordial soup. And the material world. So in the material world, Srila Prabhupada says, we are making the best use of a bad bargain. That means we got a material body. And that means we have all the limitations of that body. And we serve in that limited body. And it means that we are serving Krishna. That's the best use of a bad bargain. But gradually, internally, we begin to realize, actually, I'm Krishna's eternal servant. I really am a resident of the spiritual world. I actually don't belong here. My home is there. So the Gayatri Mantra takes us there. So not only do we meditate and remember that Krishna is behind everything, but also we remember Krishna. And it takes us to the spiritual world. I will tell the second initiates later. I'll tell them more in private, because these matters are private. But some general things I think I wanted to say for everyone to understand the progression, step by step. In the beginning, it is like taking a step. If you take a step, first the weight is on one leg. You throw your other leg forward and slowly the weight is shifting to the other leg. First, we are serving Krishna, but the weight is on the material leg. We are thinking, I am so and so from such and such place. I live in house number and this and that, and I'm doing all these things. These are my relatives. This is who I am. This is my identity. You can read the last Vyasa Puja offering of Bhakti Chaitanya. It's really nice because he says goodbye to all his identities. Yeah, I forgot all his names, but one was Johnny Boy. You know, bye. He said bye bye Johnny Boy, and you know, bye bye John Travers. I think it was bye bye. Then it is bye-bye Abdullah. For a while he was Abdullah in university. And he didn't turn Muslim, but he just took the name. Why, I also don't know. He has so many names. But he said goodbye to all of them, to all his names, to all his identities. Bye-bye Bhakti Tirtha Swami, bye-bye Swami Krishna Pad. Yes, so in a sense, in this initiation, we are also saying bye-bye to our material identities. We are awakening our spiritual identity, and then our spiritual identity is growing. And that's the idea, and that's who we really are. So, both these initiations are very great blessings, and it is very nice that we can be here. Many Vaishnavas have come. It's an auspicious day. It is the day of the appearance of Lord Ramachandra. So that is important because that will bless us. Many devotees are here. They are all blessing us. They are blessing me. And I need all the blessings of the Vaishnavas to actually be able to act as a bona fide spiritual master. It's not a cheap thing. Yeah, it's not a matter of just sitting here and as a formal representative. The spiritual master has to himself, he has to go and collect the goods. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, his mother knew it, and he was about to leave in the middle of the night, and his mother blocked the door. She stood there, and a big discussion. She said, "So, you're going to take sannyas?" He said, "Well, that's true." And then she began to argue. I said, why would you do that? Your family is a family of devotees. And she had endless arguments, one after the other. And then at the end, at the very end, Lord Chaitanya said, Mother, is it true that a son must leave home to make his fortune in the world? And then, after he's made his fortune, then he should bring it back to his parents. She said, yes, that is true. In those days it was like that. That is true. Then Lord Chaitanya said, then I must go. Take sannyas, get love of God, and bring it back to you. That was it. After that, you know, she was like, didn't know what to say anymore, and then she just stood there shocked, and he slipped past her out the door. That was it. But in the same way, the spiritual master has to go and get love of God and bring it back to the disciples. He must do everything first. He cannot just ask others to do all these things. He must do. Otherwise, it doesn't work. So, therefore, I am also asking you for the blessings of the Vaishnavas. And all the initiates, you please bless them. You can all bless, because you're all devotees of Krishna. So you all, you may think, well, but I'm not a great devotee of Krishna. It doesn't matter. Krishna is achyuta. He notices the smallest service rendered and never neglects anything. So, therefore, you don't worry. Even if you've done little service, you have some credit with Krishna. So now, you pray on the strength of that credit and bless all these devotees who are here. Okay, just have a moment of concentration and just say, in your mind, you can just say, my dear Krishna, please bless these devotees. That would be very nice. We will also invoke various acharyas and in mantra, and those are further blessings. So the yajna is not just ritual, the yajna is a further blessing. It also fixes us more in our vow. And sort of, it makes a deeper sanskar. So like that, we are performing the yajna. Alright, so there will be more talks today, obviously, because it is the appearance day of Lord Ramachandra. The second initiates, I will tell them something more about Gayatri Mantra later on. And that is during that kirtan that is scheduled at 17:30. I beg to be excused, you know, from reading that one. I know people will think, oh, but and there are many good kirtan leaders, and I can't lead every kirtan all the time. That's called old age. I have to concentrate it now. So then I'll take advantage of old age and slip out the door with the second initiates, and we go downstairs to the Gayatri Mantras, and then we'll be back for prasad, which is very practical. I think so. So I like things to be practical.
So we'll take it then
to the point where the first initiates will take it. Vows are interesting because vows make us act on a higher platform than we would naturally do. Otherwise, why would we take a vow? We're taking a vow and we do something that we would not naturally do. We go to a higher platform. So that's, first of all, what these vows are doing to us. The vows, therefore, are a little difficult because with it we stretch ourselves a little. And we go beyond what is natural. So in stretching ourselves, it is a little difficult. Therefore, we need some support. Therefore, the vows need support. You have no pocket now. heal as well. You never get them back. So, therefore the vows, because we have to stretch ourselves to act a little bit above what would come naturally in the vows. Therefore we need to support the vows. So the vows never stand by themselves. That means you can make a big promise today. I promise to put your whole heart into it. Nice. But I want more. I want that we do some things that help to support the vows. Associate with devotees. Rising early. Of course, for some people, 10 a.m. is early, and for others, 4 a.m. is early. It's a little relative, but early is recommended, as early as possible. 5 to 10? Cross-eyed, somehow, a little sacrifice has to be. So like that, there are supporting activities. Taking only Krishna prasadam, regularly visiting the temples, worshipping the deities, and then somehow or other save the money and go to Vrindavan. It's not a luxury. We have to go. It's not like, oh, it's so expensive. We know what to do. They have to somehow or other go, because we need it. Spiritual nourishment. So, my point now is the vows stand by spiritual nourishment. Alright, you have changed the beads.
Now, the way we are sitting, it is a little difficult. Let me just take them and put them here. Good.
Then, because as initiates you cannot offer your obeisances with your feet to the deities. Therefore, what you do is you offer your obeisances with your feet in that direction, just on this side, and then come up to me. Because normally you would do it in front of me, but because of the deities being there, it's not possible. Now, on the paper it says go first to Srila Prabhupada, but that is not correct, because that would mean jump over the parampara. You always go through the spiritual master to Srila Prabhupada. You cannot go to Srila Prabhupada and then to the spiritual master. Therefore, first offer obeisances to the spiritual master. If you know the pranam mantras of myself and of Jayadvaita Maharaj, that is good. If you don't know them anyway, then you should learn them. And I will help you with that. So, let us first then begin with Praveen and Anisha.